Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are, Parsha Bahar. So, let's take a look at one of the mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. You know that the Parsha over here deals with the halachos relating to avodah. So there's two types of an eved. There's an eved kanani. So we have in this week's parasha the halachos of our body. We have Eved Kanani and we have Eved Ivri. So the Eved Ivri, essentially a Jewish person who's been sold as an Eved. So regarding the Eved Ivri, it's written in the Torah the following mitzvah. Lo yisur der bo in the forest, one should not subjugate him, make him work the forest. I suppose they say harshly. Ve'oreitza me'alei kecha. And then there's an added warning, ve'oreitza me'alei kecha. And we know that very often we'll find in the Torah, Rashi will often explain to us, this added warning, ve'oreitza me'alei kecha, is given to types of mitzvahs, types of things, where it isn't openly recognizable whether you're doing something wrong or not. To the human eye, it looks like you're not doing anything wrong. Ve'oreitza me'alei kecha. And on that we're given the extra tibui. Ve'oreitza me'alei kecha. The Yiras Shamayim, Hashem Yiras Aleivo, Hashem knows what's really going on. We have to have a little Yiras Shamayim in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So what it is over here, not to subjugate the Eved harshly, what type of harshness are we referring to, which requires an added measure of Yiras Shamayim, which isn't openly recognizable to other people. So let's have a look at Rashi over here, based on Chazal. And Rashi finds two examples of treatment of the Eved which are included in this prohibition. Lo yisur der bo in the forest, says Rashi. Firstly, melacha shaloi letzoich. Melacha which is unnecessary. Kedei la'amu yisoi, just to give him this. Oh, sorry, maloi. Hosei me yata koi pazeh. Don't say that, you know, make me a cup of tea. Go away and enjoy it, then you don't need it. So this is not something which is physically harsh, it's not difficult to make a cup of tea. But nevertheless, it's taking advantage of the Eved, which is forbidden. So to say to him, do an avoda, which you don't need in the club, you're just saying it to you. So they shouldn't sit idle. We were in a historic. On that, we have the command, lo yisur der bo in the forest. That is included in this law. The law they write them not to make the Eved do work which you do not need. And secondly, a second example says Rashi, Adur Tata Tagetin, ho, under this vine, let's do some work in the field over here, Asha Ovoi, until I will come. That's the second example. First example, something which isn't necessary, one doesn't need it at all. Second example, one tells him, do this work until I come. We'll see a little more clearly in the room, but what precisely is the prohibition is wrong with the second example. Shema Toiva, says Rashi, you might hate yourself, ain Bakib and Rabba, in the Torah, in Lab. Who knows whether this is something that is needed or not. Nobody else can see whether I need that cup of tea, or whether I need the cup of tea. But if I need to show the Torah, I'll tell the Eved that I need it, even though really you don't. This is something which is indeed lies in a person's heart, nobody else can know. The car never be your race though. Therefore it is written, be your race of Eved. Okay. Let's turn to the Rambam, who also discusses these two categories. And we'll see how he defines them a little more clearly to us. The Eved he avoided text. What is included in harsh treatment of the Eved? Zu avoida she'en lo kitzvo, va avoida she'en lo tzarekvo. Two categories. Avoida which has no defined gevul, it has no clear limit, and avoida which one does not need. Mikavam, look at the from here, that the said, the two examples that we learned in Rashi. Shalom Yerodaloi Adori Tachas Agafanim Adshe Ovoi. That was the second example in Rashi. Don't tell him to work until I come. Charity logos and lokito. Saying do work, do X activity until I come. Until I come, man's got no clear limits. We don't know when. Come, man, never come. The ever doesn't know how long you're going to have to carry on doing this for. And you remember, though, Ravi, you should say to my Torah shop, like, do this job until such a time. I am not employing you until you finish getting up to such a point in the field. But hey, now the second category, lo yoda lo chakor, welcome there, but we're in a sorry. Do not say to him, do this job in the field, X, Y, Z, and you don't need him as well. That's the second category. So there are two things. One, he cannot do something that the other doesn't require, and our boys are shaking a sorry flow, just to keep him, they shouldn't sit idle, you can't tell him, make a cup of tea when you don't need it. That's one. And two, says the Rambam, this example, tell him to hold until I come. The problem with it is that it's an avoidal she'en lo kitzvah. It's something which doesn't have a limit. Something which doesn't have a limit is also forbidden. That's the second category.
But we were just learning tomorrow. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So why would you want to give him something? He didn't really need it because he used to be lazy. So therefore, you're happy for your neighbor to come and make use of the heaven.
But wait,
someone's not busy for you anyway to keep on going.
Good point. Well, I thought it's spoken about.
The Baba
Kama. Well, not Baba Kama, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, so I thought we spoke about a little in the Mepharshim of the Rambam. And they want to suggest that indeed, if your true intention is that the Eved should not develop a middle of atlas, of idleness, then maybe it's permitted. That is part of the progress of using Eved. You need an Eved who's going to be productive, who's not going to be idle. The intention of it, you're doing it really just to spite him there. That's a little bit of a fine line. And indeed we understand why it says we are raised on the other camel. If he offered it.
He
still
making
make
money, he didn't want to
see. He's cooking, and that's alright. We'll see a little further in the rubber that the sort of shortage of this is in a situation where he doesn't have any choice. You're sort of effectively you're forcing him, because he is the Eved and you are in charge and you command him to do it, he's got to do your command. So in that sort of situation where he's sitting around and he says, well, would you like to, he's a nice Eved, and you're a nice old, and then he says, would you like to have tea? And you say, yes, it could be, but there's indeed no prohibition. Now the writers. The writer has a slight differentiation on the second category. The category of work she'in lo kitzvah. The Rambam knows the example of Chazal, when Chazal forbids telling him, work under this vine until I come. So the Rambam says, the problem is you cannot give him any work she'in lo kitzvah. The writer says that he doesn't understand that category of malachal. There would be no need for the Torah to write about this, the original Elohim. That's perfectly clear. You give him a command, work under the vine until I come. That's not a very nice thing to do. Torah forbids it, and it's perfectly clear that you're doing something wrong. It doesn't need the added chizuk of the Torah commanding us to erase an early chapter. Bishlam was the other category where he says to him, make me a cup of tea and you don't need it. Well, nobody knows whether you need it or not. So that needs to be erased of early chapter. But after the writers of the Rambam, your explanation of the second category, what is wrong with telling him to work under the vine until I come? Well, that it's wrong to give him something which doesn't have any limit. Well, we don't need the Torah to write on that, the orator that they can. To which the Rabbah will surely respond that it doesn't mind. They'll say, you're right. The orator that they can only refers, don't need it for the other category of the locker. It's not needed for this aspect of the Torah that went before it. The prohibition of telling him to do work which is unlimited doesn't mean the chizuk of the orator melekah. But only the other category, telling him to do something which you do not need, that means the chizuk of the orator. But the writers, on the basis of this question, learn to explain the second category of Chazal differently. He says that the prohibition is not to tell him, give him unlimited work. So if you ask him unlimited work, we can't listen to your job today, work over here, this is fine, until I come. Nothing wrong with it. The prohibition is to delay your coming just in order to spite him. You know he's working there and he's going to work until you come. so make him work a bit longer. That's the approach. Don't give him unlimited work. He doesn't know when the bull is going to be, but you'll come whenever you plan to come, whether it's your activity or whatever it is. That's fine. The prohibition is only, says the writer, if you will specially delay in order to spite him. And that indeed is the arrangement of the gap. Nobody knows who you delayed because you don't want to get on that headed nerve, no, or because you have some legitimate reason why you've delayed. Look at that fellow writer as well. Okay, there is a second issue in the treatment of an eved ivri, where we're told the troops took him down the line. So the question, I'm sorry.
What about the eved ivri, by the way?
Sorry?
These are by
the eved ivri. Oh, that's exactly what I want to come up. These are by an eved ivri. I'm not sure exactly where you are, but we want to come in a minute to what is the application of these halachos as regard somebody who's not an eved ivri. He's not an eved, he's simply a worker. Or a friend of yours, or whatever. Is there a prohibition?
This prohibition? I mean, these prohibitions seem to be. It's not understood. And if it has to be said, because people do it. But it's not as. Well, it's fair, they said.
It might make a lot of sense. Yeah. No.
And what
works is it wouldn't be a very nice thing. Not very nice, maybe. Might be a bit more fun until the rest of the most.
No, maybe torture. Maybe torturous.
Okay, there will be. Then let's see. So there is another prohibition related to the work of an eved. Where we are told, lo yisav lo yisloy avodas eved, but should not make him work the types of work that an eved does. Which Chazal explained to me the particular types of avodah which are specific to zoyah. Like you tell you to help you take your shoes on and off, or take your things to the America. Certain types of avodas that are a bizoyah. So those types of avodah, you're not allowed to make the eved ivri do. Types of work that are a bizoyah. Now on this, the Rambam comes and says, the second line in the next Rambam, Bamed Dvorim Avurim, this whole prohibition, when does it apply? The eved ivri, im neshe nafshe shpeilo b'mechira. This prohibition applies particularly to an eved. Why? Because he is of a lowly spirit, having been sold. Of Israel, but a regular Israel, Shalom, who has been sold as an eved ivri, he is simply doing work for you, he's a worker, paying by the day, whatever it might be. Mutter is Tamish Boyke Eved. One can request of him to do these types of malacha. Sharei, and what's the central point of the difference? Sharei. Eno Utsa malacha zu, calabiris soino, midar tatsway. Everybody who is a poet, who is a worker, so he's hired himself out to work of his own volition, and it is his choice to be a worker, and thus it's not considered to be any desire, any infringement of his rights when you tell him to do these things.
You can say no.
At the end of the day, he can say no. I mean, there are many details of this halacha, but essentially, even in the middle of the day, poet plays away the half the ayoyah. You might have to lose certain amount of money to replace him for a new part of the meeting, say, I don't want to work for you anymore, call to. So since it is so, therefore this prohibition doesn't apply. And in truth, it isn't only this specific prohibition where the Rambam writes it on telling him to avoid this of the poison, but even the earlier prohibition that we spoke about as well, where you serve the Zohar Forest, do not treat him harshly, where we have those two categories of malacha, not to tell him to do something unlimited and not to tell him to do something which you do not need. Those two categories as well, also, following the same sport as the Rambam, apply only to an eved ivri and do not apply to a regular Yisrael. It's actually Mufurish in the Sifra. The Yisrael was a forehead, so rule over him harshly, boy, he ain't up a regular forehead. This eved ivri you cannot treat in this fashion. Rather, I thought of mentoring the forest, but somebody who is a mentoring, one is indeed permitted to do so. And the logic being, as we've said, that when we deal with a mentoring, he has the opportunity to refuse, has the opportunity to say no. And thus, it can't be a time on him to do this thing. And if he agrees, he says, well, it's worth my while to be paid for a day's work, and I'll just carry on toying over here, doing this job until he comes, or help me to make him a cup of tea, I make him a cup of tea, who cares if he wants it or not, it's worth my while, that's his decision. It's not your problem. In a certain sense, his rights are more protected than a regular poet. Yeah. But on the other hand, the poet can review the poet at all.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of a lot of going around the sensitivity to an evidence we have.
Because
if
everybody felt something,
it wouldn't break
this, and
had
to
turn
himself into...
Yeah, so he sort of forces this situation,
yeah.
Further question on this issue of to what extent these prohibitions apply to other people. So we've quoted Rabba and the Chazal even begin to say openly that this prohibition does not apply to anybody outside an Evedim. However, it's kind of an interesting thing that in the last sukkim of this parasha, this prohibition of the Surah Avodah Zarah seems to be repeated. And the word means "Vaheichem b'neiv Yisrael ish ba'ochis." One another, lo yitzur d'avoy b'ochis. Again, a repetition of these words. One another, one shouldn't treat b'ochis. Says Rashi, ish ba'ochis. What's ish ba'ochis? Says Rashi, this includes to us not just an odoy but an evidim. Says Rashi, it's one example. It comes to include lo hobi nosi ba'amo u'melech le shorotov sevir le b'ochis. But in Nossi and the people, or in Melech and in Meshorzim, Lo Yisrael Avodah Zarah, here too, the prohibition Lo Yisrael Avodah Zarah applies. So the question is asked of the Rashi that it appears to contradict what we showed the second ago in Tisrael, the Kohenim, that this prohibition only applies to Nevi Dibri, it doesn't apply outside of Nevi Dibri. Same question can be posed on Rabbi Yoni and Shari Chuba, who also mentions this idea of Rashi, that there is a prohibition outside of the Eved Dibri. I think that's not also follows the Maldiga tenet, that if we'll look closely at the examples Rashi gives, we'll understand better. What is the Svara, as we say, why this prohibition only applies to an Eved Dibri and doesn't apply outside of an Eved Dibri? Because generally speaking, we say, well, if you're dealing with a regular puzzle, essentially, we consider it his decision to be doing this work. Not forced to it. So, no prohibition. You want to do it. That's your choice. What example has Rashi chosen over here? He says this comes to include a Nasi Ba'amo Melech Tereshorotot. He doesn't say, me with my friend. Me with my friend, so, true, there's no issue. These particular examples, somebody who is in a position of power or of glory, where people feel subdued and don't feel easy to refuse, over there maybe the prohibition could apply. That was in a situation where indeed the person is put in a corner, he doesn't necessarily wish to do it, like, you know, who would refuse the mess, who could refuse the Nazi. Then those are the cases where indeed tactic it applies. In other words, between regular people, it's beginner, definitely beginner, he doesn't like not to do these things.
Well, you can't
be the same. Achilles mentions it. Certainly, if you get a bit of title, but it is not actually transgressing the law. The case of one who transgresses the law is only with the Eved Dibri or in Nossi or in Melech, a person with a position of power where people cannot refuse. Just to add one final point. What about somebody, the question discusses is somebody with a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Choyri. He was owned by Shutfin. He's a Chatzi Eved. Now here we talk about him as Kanani. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choyri. And the other half is never Kanani, and the other half is an entire Ben Choyri, not an Eved Dibri. The Ksoyt HaFoshin says, so what's going to happen? Half a week he has to work for the person who owns that half, and the other half of the week he's free. So the Ksoyt HaFoshin, that even on the days when he works, one cannot impose upon him these types of harsh avoiders. Even though in Eved Kanani one could, because of the son of Ben Choyri, because half of from his ben chorin, it's prohibited. So they ask on the Mishnah Tafushin, what do you mean? The heart, which is a ben chorin, is a regular ben chorin, it's not a evidence. A regular ben chorin is surely permitted to do these heart avoidance. But based on the same principle that we've said, one can also the Mishnah Tafushin as well. That the isn't a general patur for anybody who is free. The prohibition is to do it to somebody who cannot refuse. Since the prohibition is to do it to anybody who cannot refuse, now this guy is a Sati Ebbe, Sati Ben Chorin, he doesn't have the possibility of refusing, he doesn't have the luxury to refuse because of the tzav Ebbe Tzilat. So therefore the Isra does apply because he cannot refuse. In any case, when he cannot refuse, it is Bechmal Ebbe Isra.
Can't you refuse from a guy that the
other day is not. The other day he doesn't have to work. He's got these half-halves. So the other day is over, he doesn't have to work.